all those events.
Wait, what hairbrush is that?
This? It's my Tangle Teaser. Total game changer.
Okay, but your hair always looks good. Mine breaks every time I brush it.
Yeah, that was me before this thing. It has this wild two-tiered teeth thing going on. It detangles without yanking.
No tugging, even wet?
Especially wet. I use it straight out of the shower. No knots, no drama. And bonus, it actually feels good.
That's honestly impressive. I just thought all brushes were the same.
They're not. This one was made with hair health in mind. Any type. Fine, curly, coily. It's kind of obsessed with being gentle.
Well, now I'm obsessed. Where did you get it?
Amazon. Here. See? And if you use promo code TANGLE10OFF, you'll save 10%.
Okay, sold.
Told you. Bad hair days don't stand a chance.
Tangle Teaser. Detangling without the drama. Say bye-bye to bad hair days. Find Tangle Teaser on Amazon.com and use promo code TANGLE10OFF to save 10%. That's Tangle Teaser on Amazon.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With the backdrop of the government shutdown, President Trump held a luncheon at the White House today touting Republican victories, including deep spending cuts passed in the GOP mega bill. Democrats are calling for Republicans to restore cuts and extend health care premiums. Funding for key programs also in jeopardy with each day of the shutdown.
Officials are warning time is running out for critical programs. SNAP, often called food assistance, which serves more than 40 million Americans, is set to dry up in most states by the end of this month.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The White House in a statement today says there are no plans for President Trump and Russia's President Putin to meet in Hungary or in the immediate future. The White House says Secretary Rubio talked with his Russian counterpart, Sergey Lavrov, by phone. ABC News has learned Lavrov made it clear that Russia rejected President Trump's call to freeze the fighting in Ukraine on the front line. Tropical storm Melissa has formed. It's the 13th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. This is ABC News. A man who was charged in the January 6th attack on the Capitol and pardoned by President Trump has been arrested again, this time for threatening to kill House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries. Police in New York say Christopher Moynihan was sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison for his participation in the January 6th attack. Here's ABC's Alex Mallon.
This reflects a lot of concerns that we heard from law enforcement after President Trump issued those vast pardons of nearly all the 1,590 people who were charged in connection with the Capitol attack, that they might be a risk of recidivism and they might level threats such as these. We've actually seen several January 6 rioters commit crimes in the wake of these pardons, but this is the first known instance we've seen of a Jan 6 rioter committing something in the way of political violence.
In Nevada, a single-engine Cessna made an emergency landing on Interstate 15 this morning. The pilot reported engine issues. That, according to the Nevada Highway Patrol, no injuries. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and gusty winds on your Tuesday. West and northwest winds between 35 and 40 miles per hour, with highs topping out only in the mid-40s. Showers looking likely in the overnight. Clouds, it'll stay breezy with lows in the upper 30s to near 40. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 44 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. A Racine man charged with threatening State Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky and the Office of Lawyer Regulation. Prosecutors say 37-year-old Ryan Thornton sent increasingly threatening emails to Karofsky and the office. He's being held in the Dane County Jail and cash bail set at $85,000. A warning that Wisconsin food share funding will soon run out if the federal government shutdown continues. Governor Tony Evers says the Trump administration recently notified the state there will be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits. And Republican Eric Toney running again for Attorney General. The 41-year-old Fond du Lac County DA seeking a rematch with current AG Democrat Josh Call, who defeated Toney by 35,000 votes in 2022. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Celebrate National Co-op Month with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Anabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealers, Durand, Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand, Healthcare Your Way. Find out more at provisions.health. Adam Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand, and Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. The Dunn County Health Department is conducting a survey to learn about child care needs for people who live and work in Dunn County. The short survey will help community leaders understand community members' needs and why finding child care is a challenge. All answers will be kept private. The information shared will be used to plan for future programs and to help build stronger, more supportive communities for families and workplaces in Dunn County. To take the survey, visit healthdoneright.org. The Wisconsin State Senate last week did approve a one-time grant of $10 million for Rogers Behavioral Health to build a new integrated mental health facility in Chippewa Falls, which State Senator Jesse James calls
no less than the most significant win for mental health in the Chippewa Valley ever, and our state for that matter.
Last year saw the closure of Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
We've lost mental health beds due to those closures, including our youth inpatient beds. Rogers will be bringing that back.
The new Rogers Behavioral Health at Chippewa Falls facility is projected to open in early 2027 with 14 inpatient rooms and 24 residential rooms. Charges have been filed in connection with a deadly vehicle accident in Chippewa County. On July 5th, 19-year-old Aiden Nickpom from Thorpe was driving a vehicle that overturned following a two-vehicle collision in the town of Delmar. He died at the scene. The other driver, 32-year-old Cody Ellen Skorsted is now facing charges that include second-degree reckless homicide. Authorities are offering more details on a Sunday incident at the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport. Members of the Eau Claire Fire Department were dispatched to the airport at around 5:30 p.m. after a small aircraft slid off the runway. No one was hurt in that accident. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Authorities are sharing the name of an 81-year-old woman who lost her life last week in a Dunn County house fire. Crews responded to an Elk Mound home last Thursday afternoon to find the residence fully engulfed in flames. Patricia Meyer, who suffered from mobility issues, had been unable to escape the flames. Her body was found at the scene. There's been no word on the cause of that fire. The Pepin County Health Department, in conjunction with the UW Eau Claire Nursing Program, is conducting a survey related to water contaminant awareness and concerns. The 6-question survey will take no more than 5 minutes. This project is part of the Pepin County Together Community Health Improvement Plan. To take part in the survey, visit the Pepin County Health Department's Facebook page. The former owner of Dana's Bar and Grill has pled guilty to charges. Prosecutors have said that 72-year-old Jeffrey Root set fire to the establishment in 2021, causing more than $350,000 in damage. He sold the business the following year. In Eau Claire County Circuit Court Monday, Root pleaded guilty to a charge of theft of movable property and was ordered to pay court fees. Legislation is being introduced at the Capitol and would provide transparency about local drinking water. La Crosse Democratic Representative Jill Billings authors the Water Quality Notification Act, which would require the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to notify local health departments when it discovers unsafe contamination in groundwater. Billings hopes to get the bill in front of a committee this session. Republican State Senator Jesse James and Representative Todd Novak are also authors of the bill. Wisconsin Consumer Protection is looking for people who may have been accidentally paid for a fake version of an official FoodShare mobile app. Administrator Michelle Reinen says scammers uploaded a phony version of the EBT Edge program last month. The real EBT Edge app is used to navigate SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, as it has black, white, and yellow egg icons on it. The phony app was charging people $5 a week or $60 for a one-time fee. If you encountered the fake app or paid the scammers, contact with the Wisconsin Consumer Protection at 800-422-7128. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
An eerie doll display is now available to the public at a museum in Rochester. The Creepy Dolls Collection can be seen at the History Center of Olmsted County. The attraction consists of more than 140 dolls, with some surrounded by gravestones. Each doll is paired with an era-specific piece of history that can only be found in Rochester. Guests will be able to vote for their favorite creepy doll, with the winners being announced near the end of the exhibit. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Allgaier proud of Pullman advancement. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. Join me each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast. And you can watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or on your favorite podcast platform.
Reigning NASCAR Xfinity Series champion Justin Allgaier might be losing his crew chief, Jim Pullman, at the end of the season to Richard Childress Racing. But the junior motorsports driver is fulfilled by the team's current position and lofty goals of his organization.
It's been a tough week knowing that he's going to go to the 8 car next year with Kyle Busch, but I'm super proud of him. I'm proud of his opportunity, and I told him he'd be an idiot if he didn't take that opportunity. So, you know, we're trying to finish out the season strong. Looking at the points right here, I mean, Carson being fourth and Sammy being only 11 back, we got a great shot of locking all four of our junior motorsports Chevrolets into the final four, and that'd be pretty special.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The NBA regular season tips off tonight with a pair of games. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Defending champion Oklahoma City playing host to the Houston Rockets to start the season. Later tonight, the Lakers take on Golden State. Bucks will tip off their season tomorrow night at home against the Washington Wizards. Coach Doc Rivers on what the start of the NBA season means to him.
It's the start of a season, you know, of hope. And, you know, every year your team, it depends on the team you have, what that hope is and what that goal is and promise. And, you know, it's a grind. But I'm still at the place where I can't wait for it to start. I still have butterflies.
2025 Fall Classic is set. The Toronto Blue Jays beat Seattle 4-3 last night to wrap up the American League Championship Series. They'll take on the Dodgers in the World Series, starting with Game 1 on Friday night. Packers had the day off today and will start preparations tomorrow for their Sunday night matchup against the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Wisconsin's nine-day firearms deer season runs November 22nd through the 30th, once again wrapping around Thanksgiving. But before hunters head to the woods, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters to check their maps. Several deer management units and zone boundaries have changed this year, and tag allotments have been adjusted statewide. More details when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
There are four whitetail management zones in Wisconsin: Northern Forest, Central Farmland, and Southern Farmland, divided into 92 deer management units. Some counties, including Burnett, Langlade, and Lincoln, now straddle multiple zones as the DNR redrew boundaries based on habitat, not county lines. The DNR is reminding hunters to verify their unit before buying a license or registering a deer this year. Updated maps and resources are posted at the DNR website, dnr.wisconsin.gov. Last year's nine-day gun harvest totaled 190,000 deer, nearly matching the five-year average. Through the first 18 days of archery deer hunting this fall, the harvest stood at 10,237 deer. That's well below the five-year average of more than 13,000, and that's likely thanks to the warm, early-season weather. Good luck deer hunting this fall. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and gusty winds on your Tuesday. West and northwest winds between 35 and 40 miles per hour, with highs topping out only in the mid-40s. Showers looking likely in the overnight. Clouds, it'll stay breezy, with lows in the upper 30s to near 40. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 44 degrees.
The market's chasing headlines once again. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. From the Ag Secretary talking this morning to the President this afternoon, a lot of headlines out there. We're going to ask that of Mike Suzalo. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And what are your thoughts? I mean, a lot of headlines being thrown at our growers right now.
Yeah, there really are, Susan. And I felt extra disappointed on Tuesday with this jam-packed news headline day that we contended with, because it was coming out almost hourly. In fact, the headlines for the livestock market that we've been under that kind of pressure this week so far almost seemed like it bled over into the grain markets. And most of that, it was already set up that the wheat and the WTI crude oil were under pressure and back under this mindset in the trade, I think, and a return to this fear that we're going to have an oversupply of wheat and crude oil in 2026. And wheat and crude, and why I was disappointed, did not embrace the idea that the U.S. and China were under a thaw in terms of their trade relationship. And the reason I say that is because we've seen those beans get up close to 1040, up against major resistance around 1035, 1040 area. And we're now back at a point where the corn and wheat really need to come in and support the beans, in my opinion. And it looked like to me after Monday's close, wheat was looking like a potential buy signal. And if the wheat could be let out of the pen, the corn would follow, because the corn seems to be hamstrung by the wheat here this season, as I hear more and more about tightening yields and lower corn yields in relation to what producers thought they would have, in relation to what USDA's numbers are, and even in relation to what producers thought they would have in soybeans. It seems as though yields in corn are down in expectations versus even the soybeans. And so we saw this big sell-off in the silver, down 8%. We saw this big sell-off in the gold, down 5%. But what we didn't get was a dollar currency that continued to soften. And I think that is probably where I would lay most of the blame, with the crude oil and with the soft red wheat coming in and being a disappointment for me. Now, last thing I'll say is, as we were heading into Tuesday's close, the WTI started to strengthen. I started to fish around for some news on that. Sure enough, the U.S. is expected now to buy for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We'll see if that carries any weight on Tuesday night's trade and on Wednesday's.
So we did have a question that comes from a farmer, and it really focuses on, what are your thoughts of corn come January? I mean, there's a lot of questions: storage, export demand, input costs. But is there the potential for some strong dynamics to kind of work into this market come the new year?
I think there should be. I have said, to answer that producer's question, you know, pretty directly, I've said to clients and subscribers for several months now that I believe that any contract in the corn, whether it's D's 25 or March 26 or May or July 26, should be able fundamentally to get up towards a technical area that I would say is fundamentally justified, and that's around the 455, 465 area on the board, Susan. And part of that is because I believe the yield is lower than what USDA is suggesting. In fact, this week I went from a 184.2 national yield down to about a 183.5 national yield, with the idea that I might even drop it one more time as we get closer to the holidays, if I keep hearing what I'm hearing. And the Western Corn Belt has disease pressure. The Central and Eastern Corn Belt have drought pressures. And I think that's really showing up. I've had two clients in North Central Illinois call me within 4 or 5 days of one another, who 20, 30 days ago were telling me they were definitely going to have a record corn yield. They called me, they're almost done with their corn shelling, and said, well, I'm not going to have a record. It's probably going to be around 220, 230, which is way off my record. I think we've just simply forgotten the idea that our world stocks to use levels in corn are at 21.3%. And what that means is we're at the lowest since 2012. So you can talk about 2 billion bushels carryover all you want in terms of 25, 26 carryover, but we are still historically very, very tight. And I would say razor thin when it comes to world-ending stocks, especially until Brazil gets their next crop off. Last thing I'll say about that 460 area as a reason for why I think it could get there is I really do think that the Ukrainian and Russian wheat and corn crops are still not in the bin yet. And I've seen numbers go up in wheat as far as production for Russia. I'm just real skeptical about that given their weather pattern, even now during corn harvest and getting in winter wheat planting.
Well, there's so many factors that are going to be weighed in as we look at the ever-evolving world that we're in of global politics in general. So that really comes down to the need to have a good marketing plan, I think, in place and having conversations if you're unsure about what you should be doing.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. And I think this is where, for me, and when I add everything together, especially with the increase in acreage base that Brazil is going after in soybeans, and I'm just so dubious that the U.S. and China are going to come to an agreement where it's going to make a difference on our soybean exports before the first of the next year in terms of the next calendar year in January, February, I would still say the 1040 area in November beans and the ability of the back end November 26 beans to get up close to 1080 this week. I think those are very good overvalue levels unless corn and wheat find support to bring to the soybean complex. But fundamentally, I think that would be probably the top of the range unless we'd have a Brazilian weather event, which is possible. But I'd say you can always buy it back on paper if you see a weather event after the holidays.
So then, Mike, what's your thoughts on the whole beef conversation that's coming out of Argentina and what we may or may not see here in the States?
Yeah, you know, while I'm waiting to see Susan and develop a marketing plan, and I did do some hedging about a week or so ago for 50% of Q4 and 50% of Q1 with a real strong concentration on feeders, but did some fats as well. What I'm really focusing on throughout this heavy news headline type mindset is whether the Trump administration is taking a page out of the playbook of what they wanted to do to egg prices earlier this year before Easter and how they drove those egg prices lower. I think that's probably what they want to do. And it's not just Argentina. We're talking to Brazil. I suspect we're talking to Australia. I have heard that Australia is a little bit light on exports to China because Brazil has taken so much market share. So I would say there's probably three countries that we could bring in some beef. And then the ultimate question is, when do we open the Mexico border as we get ready to negotiate the USMCA, North American Free Trade Agreement, the new one, or the revised one? And I think this is where I am inclined to say that it wasn't President Trump's comments that drove the market lower. It was that we went too high, and most ranchers I've spoken with would agree. It doesn't make them feel good about what President Trump has said about bringing Argentine beef in. And I believe the reason that is because we've been through this before, where we try to bring down retail prices, but really all we do is hit the producer prices and retail prices maybe skip along a little bit lower and then they jump right back up again. It's very difficult in the beef industry to do what you did in the egg industry earlier this year, but I think that might be what President Trump's trying to do to get the food inflation back down before the holidays. So that's where I'm leaning as far as wanting to hedge more, not less, because I think this is a program that he's going after at this stage.
Well, thanks so much for the conversation. Mike Zuzulo joining us today. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's the Tuesday version of the Market Wrap-Up right here on the American Ag Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Local markets from Tuesday at Alcivia Durand. Cash corn 360, December 365, January 364, new crop 26, 395. Cash beans 931, December 939, January 944, new crop 26, 963. Big River Resources Boyceville. Cash corn 360, 9 and 3 quarters, November 360, 9 and 3 quarters, December 374 and 3 quarters, and January 389 and 3 quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 370, December 373, January 379. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 364, cash beans 945. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 365, new crop 26405, cash beans 936, new crop 26, 983. At Red Wing Grains, cash in November corn 381, April 411, new crop 26410. Cash beans 956, November 966, April 1027, new crop 26, 1012. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 366, December 367, cash beans 949, December 956. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 225 to 240, Holstein fed cattle 198 to 220, market cows 111 to 167, bulls 156 to 202, calves 710 to 1780, beef steers at 268 to 545, Holstein steers 208 to 505. Sheep markets, light lambs 230 and down, market lambs 240 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 185 and down, goat markets, does 185 and down, bucks 250 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 230 to 242, finished beef heifers 230 to 240.50, finished dairy steers 210 to 221, market cows 120 to 144, market bulls 155 to 194. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Cattle producers across the United States are keeping a wary eye on New World screwworm south of the border. But in Europe, the cattle producers of France are fighting an outbreak of lumpy skin disease, and the fight is heating up. I'll have more details when we come back.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
For the first time in Western Europe, France is confronting a widespread outbreak of lumpy skin disease in its beef and dairy herds. The highly contagious viral disease, transmitted mainly by biting insects, causes fever, painful nodules on the skin and mucous membranes, swollen lymph nodes, and in many cases, a sharp drop in milk production. The outbreak emerged near the Alps in late June and has since spread to several regions further west.
The French government has mobilized an emergency response. Movement of cattle within large surveillance zones around confirmed herds has been restricted. Exports of live animals and certain dairy products have been temporarily suspended, and a mass vaccination campaign has been launched in the affected regions. The French ag minister said, quote, "We're at a critical moment. It is essential we keep up our efforts to protect the French cattle herd and the future of French livestock farming." While lumpy skin disease does not pose a risk to human health, its impact on cattle can ripple through the ag supply chain. Affected herds produce less milk, hide quality drops, and trade restrictions often follow, all of which can reduce demand for feed grains like corn and soybean meal. The risk of lumpy skin disease spreading to U.S. herds is low, but not zero. The virus is primarily spread by insects or by movement of infected animals. U.S. biosecurity systems currently monitor incoming livestock, reproductive animal material, and animal byproducts. But the outbreak in France should be a reminder of how fast a once exotic disease can move into previously unaffected regions. As of mid-October, the country had reported 83 outbreaks among cattle herds, but the rate of spread has slowed since the government promoted a mass vaccination campaign that reportedly treated more than 90% of the cattle in regulated zones. However, the impact on farmers has already begun, with several nations, including the United Kingdom, suspending imports of French dairy products and animal hides. I'll have more details when we come back.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
French ag officials are battling their first ever outbreak of lumpy skin disease in that country's cattle herd. Their efforts have slowed the rate of infection, but continued outbreaks across the country indicate that the battle could be a long one and that it might spread beyond French borders before it's over. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, a proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chen Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Early showers, otherwise a cloudy, breezy, and colder night with lows in the upper 30s to 40. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high right around 50. And a high in the low 50s on Thursday with sunshine. Temps continue to warm up through the rest of the week into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 42 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Some hail, and Jesse's getting ready.
been working and trying and flirting and dying for an all-night kind of kiss. A country on the boombox, candles on the toolbox. I'm doing everything right. Got the country boy charm turning all the way on tonight. Yeah, the moon comes up and the sun goes down. We find a little spot on the edge of town. Twist off, sip a little, pass it around. Dance in the dust, turn the radio up. And that fireball whiskey whispers temptation in my ear. It's a feeling all right, Saturday night. And that's how we do it round here. Yeah, that's how we do it round here. Yeah, the moon comes up and the sun goes down. We find a little spot on the edge of town. Twist off, sip a little, pass it around. Dance in the dust, turn the radio up. And that fireball whiskey whispers temptation in my ear. It's a feeling alright Saturday night. And that's how we do it round here. Yeah, that's how we do it round here. Come on.
Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
never coming. It feels just like we're always running, rolling through the motions every day. I could lean in to hold you, or act like I don't even know you. Seems like you could care less either way. What happened to that girl I used to know? I just want us back to the way we were before. Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Baby, do I? Remember when we didn't have nothing but a perfect, simple kind of loving? Baby, those sure were the days. There was a time our love ran wild and free, but now I'm second guessing everything I see. Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Baby, do I still give you what you need? Still take your breath away? Light up a spark way down deep. The sight of me wanting you drive you crazy. Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Tell me, baby, do I get one more try?
Hold on.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Wish this whiskey would make her miss me like I wish she did. I wish she did. Pouring up another one won't change what I should have done before she left. Now all that's left is mile by mile and city by city.
How it breaks my heart to cause you this pain.